You hearing that applause, you must know that we have finally reached the peak of the mountain and we are staring down at the cliff. It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani dumelang apsheni moleni bonjour. For the 100th time from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, we can count all continents, all countries on the globe. Welcome to the 100th episode. I'm not mincing it. It is the 100th episode of Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking once again is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop. It's Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. I buzz more than a beehive. We are broadcasting. You will hear with the ambience and the conversations at the background. We are broadcasting live at the G-Spot Lifestyle at Soweto, opposite Baragwanath. No one is dying. No one is sick. We are just here because we are celebrating all things sexuality, sensuality, at the most beautiful and the most sexually liberating place. I still, after 100 episodes, host the show with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives, so little time, January to December, of the show. Oskhumi, for the 100th time. For the hundredth time.
Can you believe we've been doing this for almost
a year? A century now.
We've been doing this for almost a year.
A century.
But it feels like it's been a century.
No, it's a century, literally.
Yeah, like it's been a year, but it feels like it's been longer. It feels like we've been doing this.
How are you after this?
Oh, my darling, I'm fantastic.
I'm reflective, wait.
I've had bubbles. Really, my pillow, I've had bubbles, I've had shampoo, so I am...
Within your element.
In celebration of this milestone.
I'm fabulous. We are.
You know how I am on bubbles.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We are not bubbling under, we are in bubble mode. And no one is going to burst our bubble because we are celebrating. It's a huge milestone, and we felt that, and we want to say big shout out and a big thank you to the G Spot Lifestyle for hosting us and allowing us into their space.
And you know what, Ne? What I loved is the fact that G Spot has been sort of like our home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're not recording in the studio, we're recording.
Yeah.
Here at G-Spot. So for them to allow us to come back here
to celebrate and to also
it makes the moment even more special.
And I suppose it makes it
full because G-Spot has been part of the podcast for so long.
Yep.
They've contributed so much to the podcast. So for them to allow us back into their space, which by the way is my happiest place on the earth.
It is.
It makes it even more special.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I'm happy that we are here celebrating this milestone, Ligi Sporty, and people will probably hear like faint noises and faint voices in the background. Those are just people who
came to watch, came to listen.
Yeah, who came here and they are part
chilling
of the
and
we wish all of you who are listening to this now could be part of the celebration.
Right? Yeah, no. The one way you can be part and parcel of this conversation is be highly interactive with us on our social media platforms. You can be highly engaging with us. We had to steal we've spoken to Matabo forever. On the platform, and we felt that let's speak to somebody who understands the dynamics of the store, the person that you'll actually see when you walk into the store, the first interaction that you get when you walk into the G-Spot.
We're switching it up.
To celebrate the 100th episode, we had to sit down. I don't know if he's on his break. But no, the boss lady said it's okay. So, we'll call it his fun break.
Yeah.
We'll call it this fan break. We are sitting with Kamohelo. Who's going to be telling us about this amazing store. And also, we're just going to be just reflecting on many things.
We're just going to have an open conversation in Lekamo.
Yeah. So, as somebody who works here, as somebody who understands everything that is here.
Besides the industry, we're just going to have a conversation in Lekamo about all things sex toys and sex related.
Yeah.
We're going to have an open conversation. So,
Kamo, for the 100th episode, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm all good. I'm good.
I'm fantastic. This is a very crazy space. It's a very safe space also. So we hope that you can be really chilled and have fun and speak as freely as you probably can.
Thank you.
Kamo, firstly, talk to us about the G-Spot lifestyle and what does it mean to you? I mean, apart from working here, How do you relate to the store? How do you relate to the brand, the G-Spot?
The G-Spot. part of me, really can't imagine myself without G-Spot, actually. Without G-Spot. So, started working here not so long.
Okay.
Yes, I think about... Not so long.
So, you're still fairly new?
Yes.
What is? I mean, in your short space here,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about later the importance of having the G-Spot and a platform like Mjolo merged together. But in your short space here, what are some of the things you've learned? You know, about us as consumers with our relationship with our sex. To sex toys and generally with how do we perceive sex?
Okay. I learned quite a lot, more especially from us black people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say I used to work for the same space but different company.
Oh, I see.
So me coming here, it was not a new experience, but it was a new experience coming on meeting. Engaging with black people.
Oh, I see.
Because where I was working, it was most of my customers were white people.
Okay.
Yeah. So here I had to engage with black people, starting to learn about toys, libido enhancers. So it was quite an experience.
Okay. For those who are not in studio, Khumi is just having a beauty break. You see the joys of not being live. You don't get to see all of these things. But before I give the microphone to her, you speak about one of the things we can't run away from, and the race thing.
Yeah.
Do you find Guti black people take time to warm up to the concept of sex toys? Of you talk about sexual enhancers. Futuga, you've had the best of both worlds. Do you find that is it easier for us to, or is it still difficult for black people too?
I think now for us it's getting much better because here I think it's let's say maybe 98% of our clients are black people here. Then we've got another branch where we've got mix, but here I can say 98% of them is blacks, and it's very much interesting explaining this thing to your own tribe, telling them what I. Let's try it.
Nah, I'm not gonna beat about the bush. So Robo Dra Limpopo, we got out. Did you ever think that you would work in an adult store? Was that part of your plan, or did you just want to work in retail, but you just happened to work in an adult store?
Yes. ke tlo botsa nnete what happened gore ke tshumile go bela ka for this under other things entertainment thing ke sale very young
really
yeah.
O so ke lo tjagago ga botse botse.
Ke tshumile sa lomonya. It happened gore ke khumane ga botse be se ntlo gore ke re ke go reka gona.
Yeah.
Ke mele le nna ke a tsoga ke a ke o marketa adult shop out.
Mm.
So it happened gore I was working for another retail shop. So ebe ke bereka mo retail shop ewe so I asked someone gore e ke nyaka mmereko. So I'm putting on no I'll find a job for you.
Yeah.
And ga dira gore ebe go na le space more to another certain other shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then by then I was 20 years old.
Okay. It's the reason why I'm asking this ne is because I want to understand gore was this by accident you working in the store? Was it by accident or was it something that you've always wanted to do?
Telling the truth.
That's why I'm asking this question.
Yeah. Telling the truth, I never thought about gore ke tlaba ke bereka.
Really?
But, yeah, but now I'm very much happy and I don't see myself doing something else.
Really?
Mara nebe ke saina ga na zanga tswa ka rai one day ke lo sebeletsa.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, I'm very much happy.
Okay. Mlu, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to excuse me for like 15 minutes because I have a lot of questions to ask this person. What did you tell your parents? What would you tell your parents?
I remember the first day I was in America. Okay, after interview.
Yeah.
DJ Womma.
Womma.
Womma. I was in America, adult shop.
Barring.
Hey, Womma. Mama, she's very much open-minded. I remember one day, I posted this nepesa, the dildo, the vibrators. Then my mom put a rai. Kinya goro on rumele di nepesa lo chwe kinya gori regi shalen namo rai.
Mutimu wa Jehovah, what?
Ah, mom put a gora. Ah, I get na lewa twa di gay and.
Hey, ye.
So mama, banani mukhoz elongo regi gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mom, ibu mom moncha di. Di nepe tse ke di postile. So motho la botsa gore le ka di a tshelete ka lotsa ba bona le bona asanga ba ba le nthula gore ha wa go bereka pele ke so go ba hawa. Asanga ba ba le yona.
See your mom was okay with it.
Very much. Le ene ile a ba e thaupa gore le ene o nyaka go di rekisa.
Your mom is the bomb diggity. Like you feel like your mom is the bomb diggity right now. You feel like she's me. In the future, like if you're your mom is my future self
What? But me knowing her,
okay, fine. So today, you came to the sex store and you were helping, and I've seen you interact with customers.
Yes,
you were great. Are you comfortable?
Very much comfortable. Just like
talking about sex toys going in different holes for not for lack of a better word, but yeah. Are you comfortable about selling sex toys?
I'm very much comfortable. Very, 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 very.
And you love your job?
Very much. Very much. Like right now, if you go to my social medias, you'll see that's the only thing that I post.
What is your social media, by the way? People should follow.
Kamogelo Salim Nefare on Facebook.
Repeat that again.
Kamogelo Salim Nefare. Kamogelo Salim Nefare.
Are you only on Facebook or Instagram?
No, I'm only active on Facebook.
Repeat again.
I'm only active on Facebook. Kamogelo Salim Nefare.
Kamogelo. Salif.
Salim.
Yeah, Nefade. Salim Nefade. Nekwile. So if you want, whatever you want, follow him. Like, you. You know, I like the fact that your mom is okay with the You know? A lot of people, and the thing that, and why I love it is because a lot of us as black people, into sex shops is because we are embarrassed, we are this, we are that. And I've been to G-Spot before.
Yes.
And G-Spot, shop, it's fine. The clientele is black people.
Yes.
You know, it's fine. But now, talking to you who works here,
yes,
who gets to experience the clientele and who gets to have an overview of that experience. Yeah, but so coming into a sex store, bareka, the want. For me, it's so interesting and it's so liberating that black people are so open.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you find?
That's what I find. Very much interesting. It's very much interesting working with my people now. Getting to experience it. And what is much jubilee about it, gore okhono explain la motho motho ka lelimi lao a wan aksa ka pele gore ke be ke
lela oh eh yes yes let's go
yeah aksa ka pele
yeah
yeah mutsa ka lelimi la ka o khono bona petho and o khono go thusa customer then the following day atle with the result tse di botse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can talk. Oh. I want to really cut the money. Each and every week, each and every week, you know, okay, someone is coming.
Yeah.
Someone is coming.
Somebody's definitely coming. Pun intended. Pun intended. Look, I mean, Abuti, before we wrap up the conversation,
yes.
I must say this, it's refreshing, and I think listening to the conversation you had with Oskhumi, it's, I think that is why we started the podcast.
Yeah.
It's listening to you as somebody who sits at the other side of the counter, being passionate about what you're selling. Not just selling it, right? But understanding, Khore, you are selling beyond the product, right? You are selling an experience. You have to also, like you're saying, in your native language, to a demographic that is still very stereotypical, you know? I mean, we're sitting here. I was doing, I don't know if you were watching, there's a lot of men who are coming here.
Yeah, yeah.
Very few, I think I saw one woman who actually purchased something, and shout out to her, by the way. But the point that I'm making, and I suppose, Mhlambe, as you conclude, one, what do you want to say to people who have never, or who have very negative perception and stereotypes about places like this? What advice do you want to give to them? And two, if you were to sell the G-Spot to anybody who's never been here, when you walk through that battle, what does one get when they get into the store?
Okay. Okay, Gito Toma, I'll start with the 1 year Gautena.
Yeah.
Okay. Gautena, you'll meet very, 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 very beautiful people.
Yes.
Very happy people, very jolly people. And we won't judge you in how we better our relationships, we excite our sex life,
mm-hmm.
So helping someone can cholo lwene au tavisa with good answers to into lempirekeji,
yes,
is something that keep me going, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so Baba, those who are one only
negative
comments or negative
stereotypes
about this, you know, nka okay, but you feel Elina like Lamo Facebook if unalin twenya go we wujisha. These things are one and two. If you use, let's say for instance, a vibrating dildo, you won't need a man or ukasa nyaka ho ipona unale mona. No, that's a lie. Au khonel. You can use a toy with your partner, and it's even much exciting when you're using a toy with your partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So using a vibrator. Or you won't have the better feelings. That's a lie. There's no sex. I've used toys for a lot of toys, actually. I own a lot of toys myself. So, this single relationship, they can replace a man or replace a woman, that's a lie. Mm. These things, they're just there to spice up. You know, just, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, just raw sex is boring. Raw sex is boring. Raw sex. Sex without spice up, boring. Yeah. So we need to spice up. Hence, I was saying what I was working more side something. Actually, let me say that. Okay, what like I'm more kiko ruta batuarish wabantu about these things. Ish, infalita a lot of joy. Wabo, or they are becoming even more open minded about.
Yes.
Yeah, because this thing here at the shop, more lokshin. It's a bit of a bizarre thing. Whatever. You see. So, I think we're still going places and mokas, our branches, Disha Mokas. Alexander, we coming. Sosha, we coming. G-Sport is coming there.
Look, Lelele, I don't know. We are coming all over the show, on this show. Khumi is begging to speak, but I will allow it to speak.
Like, dude, what? This man is speaking the truth that I've been trying to preach ever since this podcast started. And you know this.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
I've been preaching this truth, and this man is now verbalizing it.
Yeah.
It's just that Shapo, he's saying it kaspedi, and some of y'all, I'll understand it's pedi, but it's fine. Use Google Translate. It's fine. Or ask your friend or your colleague. It's fine. But he's saying the truth that I've been saying this whole time.
Yep.
And he works here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about an owner who's trying to promote their business. We're talking about somebody who works in the store.
Interacts with everything that is within the store.
Interacts with the customers as they walk into the store.
Yeah.
This man is not selling a brand. This man is living the brand. Like earlier, he plugged his social media. And fine, I haven't followed him yet. I'm gonna follow him. And like, sure, when I follow him, I'm gonna find a few porn and adult content on his social media. But this man is living the brand. He's living the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that? Mm-hmm. He's not somebody oloring Kim Lu. They're like, yeah, we want you to be a lifestyle influencer for this brand. Blah 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 blah. And then you don't have to live it. No, this man is actually living it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like what?
I suppose as we conclude, everything from the past 100 episodes, or let me rather say from the past 99 episodes leading to this, he has summarized it in totality, and that is what we've always tried to say.
Yes, he has. Come think of it, he has.
We have tried to break the barriers of sex.
Yeah.
We have tried to change the stereotypes of sex. We have always preached that there are things that we've learned, and because we didn't know, there are certain things we've had to unlearn and learn new things. We've also then understood that sexuality in its form is fluid, and so it can't be governed, it can't be straightforward. Right? And I suppose when you walk into a space like this, you are constantly reminded that there are many layers and facets to sex. And one of the things I hope, we spoke previously about anorgasmia, you know, the inability to have orgasms, or the discrepancy in having orgasms as regular as you're supposed to. And part and parcel of the many things we don't enjoy sex, like you were saying, is because sex to us is essentially a plain meat with no flavor to it. And you use the proper analogy. We need to always spice things. We need to spice things up in the bedroom. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you are unworthy. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have an issue. But at some point, it simply just means that you need to make sure that you enjoy sex to its fullest. A big, big, big shout out to Kamogelo. I have no doubt that people are going to come in and see you, are going to get that experience before even experiencing that. Because I suppose also, as we conclude, someone once said to me, people don't buy into things, people buy into people. And when somebody walks into the store, they walk in with some of them walk in with pre-misconceptions. And some of them walk in with some insecurities, uncertainties. So when they meet somebody like yourself, and that the gentleman is also in the counter, and Osma Tabo, and they see people who are able to break down these barriers, sex tomorrow, or when they walk out of the same butler that they walk into, it totally changes. And like you're saying, they come back tomorrow with positive feedback, the country's a better place. If this country can have more orgasms like we have rain, we will rain happiness in this country.
Chief, friend, like you are in your element right now. Like,
so, Lalela.
So,
true happiness, guys, true happiness is in finding what you love and doing it with the person or people that you love as frequent and as fun as you can. Quickly, before we end, your handles, people who want to come to the store.
Oh, no, before the handles, I need to preach. I haven't preached in a long time, so please allow me to preach.
Are you gonna finish the last megabytes now?
Listen, darling, I haven't preached in a long time, so I need to preach. For the past 100 episodes, we've been preaching healthy relationships. We've been preaching healthy sexual relationships. But the message hasn't always been clear, you know. So 100 episodes later and 100 episodes going further, we're still going to preach the same thing. Healthy relationships and healthy sexual relationships. Listen, guys, sex is not about just ulokela silo, karga silo, warota, warota. That's the end. There's much more to that. And that's what we've been trying to explain for the past 100 episodes. And that's what we're going to continue to explain and to unpack and to discuss for the next 100 episodes and going forward, you know. Because relationships and sex and sexuality, they're not linear. Just by doing this podcast, oh my gosh, I've learned so much about sexuality. For me, sexuality was gay, lesbian, and Kunje was the other one.
Bisexual.
Hey, before we get to the LGBTQIA+, for me it was gay, lesbian.
It was limited.
Now I know there's more to it, you know. And sex is not just about sex, but also about identity. The people who identify
as
differently. I'm gonna send that. So, going forward, this podcast is not just going to be about sex, no. We are going to continue to have the academic, I call it academic because Mulu always comes up with these academic topics. Like, what's the one we had last week?
Anorgasmia.
what the hell is agonet? I can't even.
You're gonna bite your tongue, Oshumi.
Exactly. So he's the one who comes up with these academic topics. Fine. Rarutera, we learn something from it, you know. But also, on the daily, we need to have conversations about what affects our lives and what affects our sex lives daily. And that is why I was so happy to have Kamkhelo here on the show today, because Kamkhelo is a black man who is working in a black-owned adult store. And by adult, guys, I mean Mapona Pona. It's black-owned, and he's a black man who is working at the store. And for me, that is a step in the right direction. Not even a step. That is like 100 million steps in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm done.
Is the church out?
I'm done venting. I'm done.
Is the church out? Come hello.
Yeah, no, the church is out. Church is out. We can all have our holy wine. Holy wafers. We can all now have our holy wine and holy wafers.
Come hello, before you go quickly, your handles, people want to visit the store. Where can people access the store?
Okay, you want my personal handles?
Yeah, so people who want to, who might not get you at the store, maybe want to ask you a few things offline. Okay. Where can people interact with you? And also, where can people interact with the store generally?
Okay, my handles, I'm only active on Facebook and WhatsApp.
Yeah?
Sorry.
I'll leave the WhatsApp. Batlo, what's your Facebook handle?
Facebook is Kamogelo.
Okay.
With a G, not a H.
Okay.
Kamogelo Salim. S-A-L-I-E-M. Nefare. N-E-F-A-L-E.
Okay.
Yes.
And obviously, if people want to interact with the Jesus Post lifestyle, where can they do that as well?
Okay. Facebook again is Kamogelo Nefare. Kamrelo Salim Nefare, sorry, Kamrelo Salim Nefare.
Okay.
The shop is at Deep Kloof, just the front opposite to
Baragwana.
Bara. Then another branch is at Omonde Shopping Center.
Okay.
Just next to C4.
Okay.
C4 is one of the places that is very famous there.
Okay, cool. Big thank you to you, Kamogelo. Big thank you for you to sit with us in our 100th episode. A big thank you for hosting us. We've been hosted beautifully. We're having amazing food. We're also enjoying some very, very sparkling beverages. And thank you. And I hope that this partnership and such partnerships go a very long way in shaping and sharpening perceptions that probably exist with our people. Because this shop is in the heart of Soweto. Because it's in our people. Right? This is our people. This is us. And us, we are liberal. Us, we are open to sexuality. And I suppose a young person like yourself, who is really, really, really open to sexually to teaching and also helping us unlearn certain things that we probably might have not learned, is amazingly amazing. A big thank you to you, Kamogelo.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. He has to jump back to the store. He has to be front of house, even though we're not really in front of his house. But he has to go back to front of house. Big thank you to Kamogelo. You can catch this episode on our platforms. Oshumi, where can people be interactive on platforms? Social media platforms.
Listen, I've had one too many bubbles. Yo, kitarilogi mapilo as bubbles as in bubbly. But if I remember correctly, y'all can catch us on Facebook, The Still Daily Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can catch us on www.
/Msholo, and you can get to see this and the many, many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to Kamohelo, big thank you to the G-Spot Lifestyle for hosting us and ensuring that Humi is very bubbly today. I'm also very bubbly, but guys, it's just congratulations again to this platform that we were given the privilege to host. We hope that it is onwards and upwards from here. We look forward to, there are so many goodie things that we're going to be introducing now, moving forward in terms of content, in terms of, I'm told that our studio in terms of visuals is going to be ready. We are definitely jumping to the YouTube. You've been nagging us to do so. We are working extremely hard to, it's going to come through. We also have been nagging that we need to diversify our platforms. Iono can't be the only space that we exist in. We are in conversations to jump onto other popular spaces like Spotify as well. So there are some many, many other things that we are genuinely, genuinely working so that the conversations around sex and sexuality grows.
Friend, we need to have a conversation about this. I know we have a conversation about this offline, but
it's been
100 episodes, and then there are those episodes that the people did not get to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were the kind of felt like episodes between us.
Yeah.
You know, like a conversation, you know. But friend, we've been doing this
for 100 years.
Episodes, and for 100 episodes, people have actually been listening to us.
So, I've been bearing with us, and I think...
So when we say we are thankful for you guys listening, like you have absolutely... no idea how grateful we are.
We truly are. And I think... Yeah,
because this, from day one, has felt like a conversation between two friends.
And there's people listening.
And then we let you guys in, you know, as, the third party listening in. So, thank you for listening in for the past 100...
episodes.
Episodes.
We're going to come to the listens because it becomes very technical.
100,000. Am I right when I say 1,000?
Yes, more.
100,000 plus.
Listens.
Listens. So, thank you for being part of our little...
Parliament. Sex parliament.
Friendship circle. Because trust me, this is a circle for two. So you guys are just expanding it.
Yeah, making the
circle. Because initially when we started this, this was just a circle for two. But you guys are expanding it. And we love you. And we love the feedback. And we hope that you will listen for the next
100 episodes.
Because you guys are part of our family.
It really is. It really is. A big thank you to you. Everybody jokes when I think, when I say Cape to Cairo, our podcast is streamed across 9 different countries, 4 different continents in the world. We have to thank each and every one of you who's been part and parcel of us. We have been in public radio stations like Ukhozi FM has given us the nod in terms of the content that we do. We've been everywhere, and it's because of you. Big thank you to every single person who listens to us, and a big thank you to this lady who sits next to me for allowing. What was, we spoke about it at some point, 2 strangers coming together to put this together, and 100 episodes later, they still are together. And I hope and I pray that the synergy that we have created continues to grow and manifest.
Listen, into, you don't need to pray, you don't need to hope. I know.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, to this stranger that I met... that I knew nothing about. Cheers to you, friend. Cheers to you.
Here we go.
Cheers to you, and cheers to the memories that we've made, and the memories that we're
going to.
We're going to continue to make, and cheers to everybody who's been with us since, literally from day one. We hope and pray that you guys continue to be there with us.
Yes, and
because you guys have made this podcast
special.
What it is. Yeah. You guys have made it great. You guys have made it special.
It really has been special. And
for us, it's not about being great. It's about being special.
Yep.
And you guys have made it special, so.
Big thank you, too. Big thank you to you. Let us end it like how we started it, from when we started it. And we have made it a brand now. And everybody knows that this is the key signature. For the 100th time, still sounding as relevant and radiant as it was when we started. It's still, I don't know if you're still living in a rock, you don't know who this person is. It's still Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly, I buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Romizi Abi with her cute laugh. And she still does not have a cool outro.
Once again, everybody, it's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Sharp, sharp.